Car Serum will begin in a moment.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Carcerum.
Here lies the clearly not chosen one. And my best friend. I did this. I did this to you, Godric. You should have never been here. I should be the one asleep underground, not you. I wanted to believe. I wanted so badly to believe you were the chosen one. These men, these vigils, this world, it's horrible. People are suffering, and we need a chosen one to save us, and Godric, I really, really needed that to be you. I was selfish. I thought I could tell it was you. I thought I could be the one to help you. Your amulet. I should have left it with you. I'm so sorry. I forgot you had given it to me. I can't do anything right. I wish I was the one with magic, not you. Maybe I could bring you back to life. I should just go get spirit and just go home. This whole saving the world isn't for me. Even helping someone else save the world isn't for me. Well, I guess I could still have a chance to do one thing right. I can still go to Shadowrun and give this to your aunt. And tell her how amazing you were. I'm sorry I failed you, Godric. I'll deliver this to your aunt, and I'll never make the same mistake again.
Okay, who's next?
This one here!
Ugh, I didn't do anything!
That's what they all say, right? Alright?
Where's your ring?
Oh, I'm not a vigil yet, but now that I brought you this scruffy little boy, perhaps that'll change, eh? Right?
He possesses magic?
Lifted an entire house high off the ground with only his thoughts. He scorched me best mate with his brain magic. That's what he did.
He's lying! He beat my uncle in cards, and my uncle won one.
Shut
hey!
It, boy! Make this easy.
Well, if that's true, then we'll find out. Come here with me, child. You have nothing to fear.
You'll see, miss. He's lying. He's a scoundrel.
Right.
Come on, then. Sit.
Of course. Save the world, right? Saving the world from magic. Here we go.
Put your hand out here for the payment.
Right. Oh. I look forward to counting it. You all sure do like the theatrics.
I guess we do.
Oh, what? What's this here?
Theatrics.
This is a bit of fun, isn't it?
I don't understand. Why is his hand in that metal cuff?
Keeps us honest.
If the boy's magic, as he claims, the banker will return without the boy. And the man will get to keep his reward.
But if he's wrong and the banker returns with the boy, then this clod loses his hand.
Oh. Wow. That's serious.
It's for everybody's benefit. Without consequences, we'd have vigils rounding up anybody who looked at us sideways. This man is no vigil, but he'll learn quickly.
That makes sense. Who's the woman who holds the money?
Ah, that's the bookkeeper. She's in charge of the money.
They do that so he can feel the reward. And if he loses the hand, knows exactly what else he's missing.
Exciting, right? The other woman, Mel, who took the boy, she's the banker, the justice. And what she says goes.
We're 100% sure that kid was magic, right?
Well, you're the one who claimed he was. Were you sure?
I thought he...
See, I told you!
He tricked you! I saw it with my own eye!
Your hand is mine now.
What? No! That wasn't part of our agreement! Wait! Please, you can't!
We know the rules.
What are the rules?
I trust you'll be more careful next time.
Vigils!
For foul and cold!
Get him out of here.
I'll get you for this! I'll get all of
you! How you feeling, Linus?
Does this happen often?
This is why we do this job, and not power-hungry wealth mongers. Follow the code, and you won't even lose a finger.
Finger?
Depending on the offense, sometimes they just take a finger.
Sometimes they, just take a finger, huh?
Why? You scared?
No.
Because next time we bring someone in, you're the one who's gonna have your hand in the vice.
What? But I don't know. I mean, how can
relax.
I tell?
Relax. Borloff is never wrong.
I'm not scared.
Well... maybe you should be.
Such a stubborn neck. Look, we can't just stand here in the forest forever. What? What do you want? You want a carrot? Look, I don't have any carrots, but I know where we can get some carrots. But it's not here. Okay. Okay, fine. You're not gonna let me lead you. Let's try me riding you again, huh? How about that? Okay, here we go. Steady.
Ow! No biting! Ah! No, stop! My foot! Stop! Stop turning! You! Stop turning! I can't keep my... Stop! You! Fine.
We'll just sit here on the floor of the forest for the rest of time. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It means she'll move when she's good and ready.
Aura!
Or you could try this.
Aura!
Oh, I guess it works on horse grooves.
I knew you were around here.
Okay. Hey, girl. Where have you been? No one has seen you in a week.
Honestly, I don't know where I've been. The forest, I guess. I was asked to go deliver a new blanket to one of the Dorn family stables.
Uh-huh.
Turned out it was a little further away than I thought, so I only made it back about halfway before it got dark, so I stopped for the night in this cave.
Uh-huh.
Look, you know I'm pretty good in the forest usually, but when I woke up, I couldn't figure out what direction to go. I mean, everything looked different for some reason, so...
Mm-hmm.
So I chose a way, and I ended up back at the Dorn family stables. So, not wanting to look like an idiot, I just turned around and I've been wandering ever since. Which kind of makes me look like an idiot. I mean, do you have any idea how gross forest plants taste before you cook them? Because I do.
You know what's funny?
Nothing's funny.
It's funny that I have absolutely no problem believing any of that.
Oh. Hey, shut up.
Oh, come on. People had been wondering why you stopped your weekly schedule. Spirit's oat bucket is empty.
Maybe that's why she's so upset with me. Not that she's ever been an obedient nag.
Oh, she certainly has a mind of her own. No stable can hold this beauty. Every time she gets out, I always seem to find her wherever she is.
Well, I'm glad I found her.
Looks more like she found you.
Huh. Maybe. But either way, I figured if she was here, then you couldn't be too far off. Or, you know, maybe she could take me back. But the immovable mound here was no help at all. Hey. Did you come out here just to find Spirit? I mean, this is a long way from town. And I've never really known you to be a great navigator of the forest.
Well, actually, I'm not. I've never traveled this far before. I'm a little lost myself. Something happened.
What? What do you mean? Is your family okay?
Yes. My parents are fine. But there was a vigil's raid at another house.
Oh, no. Whose?
Godric's. They thought his parents were... We tried to help, but we just couldn't...
Aura, I'm so sorry.
I know you were close.
What happened to them?
We buried them at the edge of the forest.
And Godric?
He was amazing. We both got away, but...
But what?
Kevin, he used magic.
What?
I saw him. He did it right there. He blasted them.
Aura, what happened to Godric?
I really thought he was the one.
What one? Which one?
He fit the prophecy.
Aura, where is he?
There was an accident. It wasn't Spirit's fault.
Spirit? Aura, where is Godric?
I buried him a few miles back.
You buried him? What happened?
Godric and I were playing around, and he drew a sword and held it above his head, and when he did, it struck a beehive.
Beehive?
The bees started swarming, and Spirit got spooked and bolted.
What?
Godric was never the best horseman. He was thrown off, and...
But...
When he hit the ground, his head struck a rock.
No! No! And you still want to ride this horse? After all of that?
It wasn't Spirit's fault. It was an accident. If a swarm of bees came after you, you would run too.
Yeah, I would run, sure, but Spirit threw him. She threw him off, and now he's dead!
Kevin, I know you're upset, but she was trying to get away from the bees.
Don't
it just
tell
happened!
Tell me I'm upset! I'm not upset! I'm not! I don't... I'm... I should have done something! I could have been there! Yeah!
I'm sorry, girl. I know it wasn't your fault.
You're very loud when you're upset.
I've been told as much.
You know you couldn't have done anything, right? I mean, no offense, but you can barely hold a sword.
Yeah, I know. I'm just figuring out what to do, that's all.
Godric and I were going to Shadowrun. Come with me.
What?
You know the forest better than me.
Did you not hear me say that I've been lost and wandering the forest for a few days?
You at least made it to the Dorne family stables. Twice. So, you know the forest better than me. Most of the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Godric had an aunt in Shadowrun. I want to tell her what happened. It can't be random that Spirit and I found you, right? I think you're meant to come with us.
Really? After all of this, you still think it's a sign?
Of course it is. It makes sense. You were lost till Spirit found you. And I was looking for Spirit. That's not random.
No, that sounds pretty random.
Whatever. Just come with me.
And after that?
I don't know. It took so much for my family to support me leaving that I can't go back yet.
Okay. Okay, but only because I literally have no better options than to wander into the woods full of evil things and go see a person that I've never met. Which makes my life very, very depressing now that I say it out loud.
Come on. I'll let you ride Spirit first.
You're joking, right?
On second thought, it's a lovely afternoon for a nice long walk.
Next! Vorloff, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
Always a pleasure, Melanie. No one to turn in today. Just a completed contract and a report. Just collecting today.
You only come by when you need something. That's what I like most about you.
Here. Should be an order. I'm not known to overlook details. We went out to bring in two and came back with none.
Well, that seems to be happening a lot these days. Corrupted, huh? Yeah, I was wondering what happened to Jasper.
Yeah, didn't make it, I'm afraid. Shame to lose a good man. Though we did find a new one.
Ah, is that right? You. What's your name?
Linus, ma'am.
What are you, Linus? You don't look like a soldier.
I I'm an enhancer of the most useful substances.
He's a woofer, a piss stomper.
But he's all right in a fight. I'll sponsor him.
Tell me, Linus, do you know what we do here and why we do it?
For protection, miss. Keep the evil away.
That's right. No person should have the power of magic. It's too much authority for a single person. Therefore, for the good of the world and to protect people's freedom, anyone caught using magic must be eliminated. Do you agree?
Yes.
Oh, look at him. He's trembling like it's his wedding night.
She's not going to take you, Linus. I hate to say.
Well, that's good enough for me, Linus. Here's the rules. You only capture those with magic. No trifling with unmagic children. No killing unmagic adults for fun. Do you swear to abide by these rules or else be punished?
I do.
Well, then. You are in for an adventure. You are now in the caravan here. Agreed?
Agreed.
You are an acolyte. We require at least one contract with your sponsor before you're eligible for your credentials. Now, I want to make this clear. Step closer.
Okay.
You have no authority. You have no protection. You are not a vigil. You have not taken your vows. You are only able to protect yourself if attacked, like any other in the realm. If you do anything else, it won't be your hand that you lose. Is that understood?
Yes. I understand.
Good. Oh, and just a suggestion. Don't go around telling people you're an acolyte. There are those vigils who would take advantage of your hands being tied, so to speak. Right, Anne?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mel.
Is that it?
That's it for now. Come back when you're ready for your vows and know what they stand for.
Come on. Take Linus and get him properly outfitted. I suspect we've more work to do.
Well done. Welcome to the Order.
You've never lived. This is the first day of you truly being alive.
Adventures. That's all your life, isn't it?
Your new orders, Forloff.
Oh, you can't mean me.
You were chosen specifically for this lot.
Doesn't seem right.
It's the job, to the vow, and to the code.
Indeed.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get to Shadowrun?
Find Godric's aunt.
I hear they have these amazing parks, like incredible gardens with tons and tons of animals who, well, frankly, are way nicer than Spirit.
You know, she's smarter than you give her credit for.
Oh, yeah? Well, if she's so smart, how come she never listens to me?
Well, I'm not sure you want the answer to that.
I just don't understand how that could happen to Godric and his family. I mean, they were incredible. Everybody thought I wasn't the smartest guy when I came to town, but, you know, not them. Well, they stood up for me.
No, they thought you weren't that smart. They just needed somebody to take care of their horses.
What? Are you saying that...
No. They used to always tell me they thought you were secretly quite sharp.
Yeah. I do keep that a secret.
Oh, well, if that's true, I guess I'd have to ask why. Why pretend you're a simple horse groomer?
Oh, see? See, now the student becomes the master. The tables, oh boy, the tables turned. The worm, too. That worm just turned right around, you know, and, you know, who's on top, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you were secretly such a smart guy, you never would have gotten lost just now. And you certainly never would have burned down that barn.
Oh, fine. Just throw that in my face. You know, remember, I just learned about Godric. You've had time to process it.
Yeah, well, making fun of you puts me in a much better mood.
You know, see, if people had been nicer to me then, that barn wouldn't have caught on fire. Everybody kept telling me I had something dangling off the back of my shirt. What else was I supposed to do?
Not knock over lit candles onto a pile of hay trying to grab your shirt tail.
Well, who puts lit candles on a shelf directly over a bunch of extremely flammable hay?
You! You put them there.
Oh, you're just jealous. People said I was a pretty good dancer after that.
Listen.
Laura! Laura, help me! What are you laughing at?
Well, look at you. Having a little problem?
This is not a joke! It's a terror trap!
I don't know what that is, but why don't you just come down?
I can't!
Ugh, fine.
We gotta get moving. The terror don't set these traps randomly. We must be close to one of their camps.
Okay. I mean, we're not gonna stay here, so I don't understand the sudden...
Maybe a little warning next time.
Don't be a baby. You'd still hit the ground.
Okay, let's go.
What is the matter with you?
You don't understand these people, Aura. I do. Please, we've got to get moving now.
Okay, fine. Let's both hop on Spirit and we'll move faster. Whoa! Hey!
Aura. Aura?
Hey, you were the one who wanted to get out of here quick, so what's the...
Aura!
What?
Hello there.
No, wait!
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What happened? Where are we?
They knocked us out.
No time to explain. We have to get out of here now.
What's going on? Why am I tied up?
It's the Terra. It's got to be the Terra.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.